This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program, we have plenty of time for you if you want to join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room. That's where Robert was on just a few moments ago. Sounded great. You can hop in there by going to discord.lrn.fm. It is a free chat service where you can do voice chat with other listeners of the show or even text chat. A lot of people usually chat during the show, but there's sometimes before and after. You'll find folks in there at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, it's also there for other LRN.fm shows, like Declare Your Independence was recently added to have its own chat room. And Ernest Hancock himself just registered for an account yesterday. So if you wanted to connect with Ernie, this may be one way to do it. He did pop in yesterday, and I believe he popped in briefly today, so we'll see if we can keep getting him to show up. Check it out at discord.lrn.fm. So the big news on the international scene today coming out of CNBC's Mike Kalia, where the three prisoners that they were asking be released from, American prisoners being asked to be released from North Korea, are now heading home. President Donald Trump said today that the three prisoners are heading home, the sign of potential goodwill ahead of Trump's planned meeting with Kim Jong-un, who is the supreme so-called leader of North Korea. In a tweet, Trump said, quote, "The three wonderful gentlemen that everybody's looking so forward to meeting," unquote, were accompanying Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on his way back from a visit to North Korea. And then he says that there's a date and place set now for the meeting with Kim Jong-un. He then tweeted that Pompeo and the three men would arrive at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m. and that he would be there to greet them. Quote, "I appreciate Kim Jong-un allowing this to happen," unquote, said Trump during a cabinet meeting. And a location and date for the summit with Kim Jong-un will be announced within days. Trump, his remarks Wednesday, also ruled out the demilitarized zone between the Koreas as a location for the meeting. He had previously floated the site as a potential summit spot. Pompeo had traveled previously to North Korea over Easter weekend, where he had met with Kim. The news of the release comes as U.S.-North Korea relations have reached a relatively constructive and warm phase. It marks a considerable de-escalation from last year when Trump and Kim exchanged heated barbs that stoked fears about a possible nuclear conflict. It wasn't Trump tweeting about how his button was bigger than
Kim's. I've got a bigger red button.
I got it.
And it works.
It's bigger than Rocket Boy's.
Apparently,
Rocket Man's.
You know, was that why this worked? Was it because of Trump's one-upmanship?
Dennis Rodman.
It was, you know, I think that Rodman deserves a lot of credit for this.
Maybe
really
a peace prize.
He played hoops with Kim and, like, picked Kim up so he could dunk the ball or
Did
something.
Did he do that? It wouldn't
I don't
surprise
know.
Me.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Rodman.
I dunked on Rodman.
For listeners that don't know, Vice News sent Dennis Rodman over to North Korea, I believe.
He's been over a couple times, right?
Yes, he went back. And that's because, you know, he got along with Kim Jong-un. They had a good time together.
And there was that friendly game of basketball where Rodman and Kim sat next to one another watching the game.
Yeah, and I forget what the deal with that game was. It was like a special exhibition game where some of the Americans came over to play with the North
Koreans. Yeah, and it was Americans and North Koreans on each team, so it wasn't the Americans versus the North Koreans.
And then there was, of course, this year, the Olympics that happened, the Winter Olympics in South Korea, where there was a special team where they also combined the North and the South Koreans. And that resulted in, you know, diplomat types sitting nearby one another from both the North and the South. And I guess, you know, positive conversations sparked from that, which ultimately led to recently, within the last couple of weeks, Kim Jong-un and the president of South Korea.
Moon Jae-in.
coming together at the demilitarized zone and joining hands and crossing the borders.
A couple of times.
Yeah, so very, very symbolic, very interesting. North Korea then changed its time zone back to match South Korea after they had previously changed theirs to 30 minutes ahead, or, you know, meaning that if it were noon in South Korea, it were 12:30 in North Korea. So now it is both noon. They're at the same time zone.
You know what else it was? It was Dennis Rodman. Giga's pluses,
yep.
But it was also all that K-pop that they were blasting on the loudspeakers right over the wall.
You think that influenced
Kim Jong-un? Well, they've taken down the loudspeakers.
It's influenced you. It's made you a nice, happy guy.
I was happy before I found K-pop, but it is a very poppy kind of tune. I don't know if that had an effect on Kim Jong-un, but I guarantee you he's heard it, right? Like, it's illegal for the people in North Korea to listen to K-pop, but you better believe that
his generals got to hear it. So
yeah,
they might have secretly were...
Maybe they fell in love with the K-pop girls.
I wonder if Kim Jong-un started singing Gangnam Style.
Could very well be. I mean, the fact is Kim Jong-un is, you know, he's not his father. He's not his grandfather.
Right.
He was educated in college in Europe, as
France.
I understand it. Yeah, so he didn't have the closed-off experience that the rest of North Koreans have, where they're not allowed to leave
right.
the country. They're certainly not allowed to, encounter any kind of media from outside of North Korea. All you get there is the state media. That's it.
Right.
There is nothing else. Anything else that comes in is illegal, and stuff does come in. It gets smuggled in flash drives and likely in places where it will be hard to find those flash drives, and it does get into the North Korean people's hands, but they can't publicly talk about that.
Right.
They can't talk about ideas like, you know, democracy or anything like
that. So we've got a leader with Western upbringing,
yes,
basically.
We've got
K-pop going over the walls. We've got Dennis Rodman. I mean,
this is just a perfect storm.
Just totally defeated all these missiles that we've been gathering for how many decades? Since the 50s?
Yeah.
The story here from CNBC says that Trump revealed Tuesday that Pompeo was on his way to North Korea to further set the stage for the summit with Kim, spurring intense speculation that the new top U.S. diplomat would also secure the release of the three men. As buzz built about their possible release, various media reports said that the American men, Kim Hak-song, Kim Dong-chul, and Kim Sak-dug, or Duk, who is known as Tony Kim, have been getting medical treatment. Recent reports said the men were moved from a labor camp to a hotel outside of the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, although the State Department could not confirm that story's validity. Trump said Wednesday the released prisoners, quote, seem to be in good health, unquote. Tony Kim, who is an accounting professor who'd been working at a university in Pyongyang, was detained in April of 2017. Kim Hak-song, who also worked at the university, was detained in May of 2017 for, quote, hostile acts, unquote, against North Korea, while Kim Dong-chul was sentenced in April 2016 to 10 years in prison with hard labor for charges of espionage and subversion. So who knows in what shape these men are going to come out. If you remember the Warmbier, thank you. The college guy who got arrested in North Korea and imprisoned in a labor camp for taking down a state banner of some sort from the hotel that he was staying at, he came back and died. So,
right, he came back in a coma.
Yeah.
These three men, according to the BBC, boarded the plane, quote, without assistance.
Okay.
And according to Pompeo, quote, they seem to be in good health.
South Korea hailed the release of the prisoners as a development that would have a positive effect on the upcoming summit between Trump and Kim, and also called for the release of six South Korean prisoners to reinforce reconciliation efforts. So, I mean, so far, this seems to be, you know, there have been times where North Korea has said they were going to demilitarize, or not demilitarize, but denuclearize in
right.
the past, and they've gone back on that. This is, again, on the table. The idea of denuclearization was one of the parts of the talks between Kim and the South Korean president.
Yes.
And these overtures are different, right? Like, these sorts of overtures, I don't think, have happened previously.
Right, and Conan mentioned those loudspeakers. Those were shut off
down
before the summit.
On both sides.
On both sides, and after the summit, it was reported that they are being taken down.
Really? From both sides?
From both sides.
So, I mean, these are pretty historic kind of events, and for the two sides to actually agree to end the Korean War.
I would say that this ranks up there on the level of the Berlin Wall coming down.
Yeah. It's got that kind of feel to it, I would say.
The DMZ basically becoming what they're calling like a peace area to where they're going to remove the barbed wire on sides and stuff.
Really? That's been reported?
That's part of what has been discussed is removoving the DMZ.
That would be amazing.
Because they're talking about ending the war. If there's no more war, you don't need a demilitarized zone.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that North Korea won't try to keep their people in the country, right? Just because the war's over doesn't mean North Korea is going to take down the barbed wire from the beaches to prevent people from leaving this prison, you know, colony, basically.
This does not bode well for the military-industrial complex. We're going to have to start bombing Iran real soon.
No! I'm not bombing anyone. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a participant in our Discord chat asking questions about what are the requirements to call in. Is there an age limit? No, no, there's not. As long as you are able to dial a phone number and talk on the phone with us, we will be happy to talk to you about whatever it is that is on your mind here.
And don't say the dirty words.
That's true. Yeah, if you say certain words, we can't allow that, and we basically have a zero tolerance for it. So if you say certain words, it can't go on the radio. Because remember, if you're watching us on the Internet, don't be fooled into thinking this is an Internet-only show. If it were, we wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But it's not. We're on,
We would probably keep it. We would probably hold it back a little bit.
I wouldn't care, man. If it was an Internet-only show, unless my advertisers were threatening to boycott or something over people saying those words, then I wouldn't care about it. But ultimately, the FCC does care, and they will fine our radio stations if those words get through. So we have technology in place to prevent that from happening. And anyway, that's there aren't very many rules when it comes to calling Free Talk Live. One of them is you only get to call once per night, because we don't want to keep hearing from the same person over and over again. And the other one is, there's certain words you just can't say on the radio, unfortunately. So, by the way, Bitcoin.com, great place to go to do all kinds of things related to Bitcoin. And there's been this big debate on my Twitter profile. It blew up again today between me and somebody else after we had a long show on Monday night talking about Bitcoin.com and these allegations of fraud that people are throwing at Bitcoin.com. Basically, to sum up what was a three-hour long show, they're saying that because at one point Roger Ver and Bitcoin.com referred to Bitcoin as BCH, which are the three letters, the ticker symbol that is generally considered Bitcoin Cash, that's fraud and Roger's trying to rip people off.
And wasn't there also a complaint that because Bitcoin Cash was the default in a wallet that he released, that somehow that was fraud?
That was one of the other complaints. All of the complaints about the alleged fraud tend to stem from Roger's belief that Bitcoin Cash is Bitcoin and that Bitcoin Core, or BTC, is not. Now, I don't hold the same beliefs. I think they're both Bitcoin. In fact, I think Bitcoin Gold and Bitcoin Diamond and all these other Bitcoin variants that have forked off of Bitcoin in the last 9 months or however long it's been, I think they're all versions of Bitcoin. And that's one of the things that got somebody mad at me on Twitter today. They were arguing that, no, there's only one true Bitcoin, and I just don't see the world in that same way. And so really what we're talking about here are differences in definition. But regardless, Roger Ver corrected, I think made more clear, because I don't think it was, in my opinion, it wasn't fraud. Obviously, people are going to believe different things about what Roger's intentions were by calling BCH Bitcoin, but I truly believe that's what Roger believes. He believes that Bitcoin Cash is the true heir to the original Bitcoin creation of Satoshi Nakamoto. Mm. That's what he believes. There's a detailed argument about it on his website, Bitcoin.com, that explains why they believe Bitcoin Cash is Bitcoin. But I said to him, look, whatever your beliefs are about it, it's not clear when you say the word Bitcoin and then put BCH in parentheses. I don't think it's fraud, but it's definitely not clear. And so I talked to him about that, and he talked to his team, and they made the change. They changed it to say Bitcoin Cash. Now, some people are saying that it was the threat of the lawsuit that made him do that. But the fact is, I contacted Roger before the lawsuit news came out. I had not heard about a lawsuit or anything like that. So, arguably, they changed it because I asked them nicely.
Right.
So, again, this whole conspiracy theory that Roger is some sort of scam artist or whatever, we looked at all the allegations, and we talked about them in detail on Monday night. So if you missed that show, go grab it anytime you want over at freetalklive.com and tell us if there's something we're missing. And please don't keep regurgitating the same claims, because that's what happened Monday night. As soon as we finished the show, somebody else sent an email, another former amplifier, saying, I used to amp, but I quit because you guys like Roger Ver and you don't hate Bitcoin Cash. And then he went through some of the same allegations and he claims he didn't listen. So I was like, well, you didn't listen, so you don't know that we already addressed every single one of these allegations. And while I took time to write the original emailer back who had complained, I'm not going to keep hammering out email
right.
after email. Look, we talked about it. We went over this. And so far, none of the co-hosts on the show, who all have somewhat differing opinions about Bitcoin, because again, Roger doesn't tell us what to say and never has, You know, no co-host has been like, I think you guys are with, you know, you're lined up with a liar. You guys are being dishonest. And it's just a few people on the internet who are really butthurt about Bitcoin Cash, who on one hand want you to think that it's just an altcoin, but on the other hand seem to be awfully concerned about it. Like, more so concerned about Bitcoin Cash than any of the other altcoins.
Right, and, you know, some of these people would probably be classified as Bitcoin maximalists that think,
yes,
there can be only one cryptocurrency and it must be the original because reasons.
Because they don't want to let go of the idea that, sorry, Bitcoin's done. It's over.
There can be only one automobile, and it must be the Model T. Anybody yeah. driving around in one of these newfangled Mustangs, yeah. you're a heathen.
I actually...
That's not actually a Ford. I don't care if it does say Ford on the side of it. It's a Mustang, not a Model T.
I had more to say about the issue even after Monday night, so I wrote up a blog post about it and posted it to steemit.com. And one of the things I didn't point out on Monday night was the similarity between this idea that these Bitcoin, what you call maximalists, I would call them right. Bitcoin true believers. You know,
I call them a purist.
They believe there can only be this one, and they've even so far as two of them. Not this isn't just one person. There's been three people who've quit amping. One of them came back after we successfully argued, hey, we're still the best pro-liberty show out there, regardless of what your beliefs are about whether we like one crypto or another crypto and you don't like that. We still, you know, if you want to see freedom advanced, this is the best media venue for that, especially in the world of audio entertainment. So one of them came back, the other two had quit and have not come back. But of the two who quit and did not come back, or no, at least one of them, and then another one anyway, two of them have said it's a threat to liberty if we don't all get behind BTC, Bitcoin Core, the original Bitcoin, that if we aren't all galvanized behind the one true cryptocurrency, that liberty itself will be in jeopardy.
Hold on. I thought libertarians supported competition in currencies.
I know. It's the craziest thing. It's just so crazy.
Or is it only we want to compete with the state currency yeah. and there can only be one thing that we use to compete with state currency?
There's so many fallacies. It's also based on the sort of the great man theory, right? Like, oh, they'll say things like the Bitcoin programmers are the smartest programmers in the world. Which is ridiculous on its face.
Obviously, I don't know all of right. them, and I don't know all the other yeah. programmers.
Did they all take the same test, and you know, you've proven that claim, or is that just a religious belief that you have about BTC, about Bitcoin Core's core programming team? And further, as I pointed out, it's like because we haven't picked their side or a side at all, because I haven't picked a side. You want to pay Free Talk Live advertising in Bitcoin Core? Or Bitcoin Cash, or Dash, or Monero.
Zencash.
We'll take all of those. Okay, so I am crypto agnostic when it comes to that. But it sure does sound familiar when somebody says if you don't pick a side, that they have sided, that you've sided against them.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
That sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? That's basically what these Bitcoin fanatics are saying. If you don't side with Bitcoin and shun these other alternatives, then you're a threat to liberty, is what we've been told. And it's crazy. Go to Bitcoin.com if you want to learn more about cryptocurrency and get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves coming up, Conan. You're going to tell us about the Liquor Commission gangsters.
The monopoly.
Which they're probably like this in every state. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is, believe it or not too late. If you're listening to us live here on Wednesday night, not too late to get your mom some flowers in time for Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is coming up fast. It's coming up this Sunday. But luckily for you, the folks over at Bouqs.com, that's short for bouquets, B-O-U-Q-S.com, and the flowers, by the way, there are booking awesome. They're as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Bouqs Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks and not days. You can still get them in time. You, in fact, have Saturday delivery. It's only an extra $10 to get it delivered this Saturday. If you don't want to pay for the Saturday delivery, your earliest delivery date at this point, given how late in the game it is going to be Tuesday. So Monday is already out. Tuesday is the soonest you can do it, and then you're just paying the regular $9 delivery fee there. Over at Bouqs.com, get your mom whatever it is you think she's going to enjoy. They've got all kinds of beautiful arrangements. Artisan design flowers from the Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S. They cut out the middlemen, and your mom will get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. And you'll get 15% off when you enter code FTL. So there's already a little discount in there just for registering for the site. Change it to code FTL when you're at the checkout, and you'll see it'll deepen the discount even more. So try that out over at Bouqs.com. Get them for your mom in time for Mother's Day. You can still do that tonight. If you're listening to this on the podcast tomorrow, I don't know what I don't know if Saturday's still going to be available. So keep that in mind. If you're listening live, now might be the time to go over to BOUQS.com, books.com, and use code FTL. That way you get the discount, and we get credit for sending you there. So let's go into Conan. You've got a story that you wanted to share tonight about the Liquor Commission. These are criminals in every single state who have a total dominion over alcoholic beverages, and they make a bunch of money off
it. Yeah, for those of you who are not aware, New Hampshire... liquor, hard liquor, and wine are controlled by the state.
Well, they're controlled by the state in every state. It's just that here, the state actually sells it.
Correct, and they make a lot of money off of it. Last year, 2017, the New Hampshire did $698 million in sales just for liquor and wine. $156 of that went to the general fund. So what I'm so the next story I get into is then explain why they are actually going back and bringing up prohibitionary gangster tactics to prevent competition because they want that revenue. And listening to this being discussed here in the local area, there are a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle who are all like, yeah. State needs that revenue. They should be doing this.
And it's really
sad to hear that from your neighbors. But anyways, this comes from the Concord Monitor.
It's going to be very difficult to get rid of the Liquor Commission. They are so entrenched.
Most definitely.
Right, but...
the microbreweries in New Hampshire is helping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But until I am able to run a still in my house and make my own hard liquor...
I ain't free. Well, you're not allowed to do that because it's federally illegal. In addition to not being... Yes, that's why they didn't pass the bill that was introduced to remove the prohibition in New Hampshire, is because it's against the law federally.
The feds aren't going to enforce that.
They probably won't, but that's the reason they used for not removing the prohibition on distilling in New Hampshire.
We got a long way to go here.
We've got a long way to go to allow the aforementioned microbrews to be able to sell their stuff outside of the place where it's brewed.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to have a single tasting room.
Yeah.
So they tried expanding that to allow for a second one, and then there were all kinds of reasons. The Liquor Commission came and testified against it. There was something to allow for additional locations for wineries selling their stuff. And the Liquor Commission came and testified against that. Well, if we just allow the wineries to sell their own stuff, then nobody's going to show up to the liquor store. MF-er, they sell different things.
Yeah.
The winery sells their wine. The liquor store, that's the only place in New Hampshire where I can go buy Jack Daniels. Unless
you
I'm buying it at a bar. Which means...
From all of them or just ours?
Every single liquor store
in the state. And straw purchases of alcohol are illegal. So if Ian gives me $20 and says, Daryl, go down to the liquor store and buy me a bottle of Jack, that's illegal.
I thought that burned off years ago.
It's basically unenforced. I mean, we went years ago.
There was
ago.
No expiration date placed upon it. They also didn't follow their own rules when enforcing it.
Didn't you send in a Freedom of Information on that or something and, like, found that they barely even had records of it or something? What did you do?
Yeah, they didn't have a hearing before putting out the no trespass order, which they're supposed to have.
They didn't follow their own rules.
They also did not... give for cause. They just said he's not allowed.
Yeah, they banned me, Derek J. Freeman, and Jason Talley from their liquor stores, all of them, because we sang songs during Christmas.
Originally, they responded, we have no records. And then I responded with, are you sure? Oh, here they are.
Yeah.
Those.
And then we challenged it, just openly challenged it by going and violating the no trespass 1 year, like maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And we went to the Keene store, so one where they would know who I was.
I thought you went to the one in Swansea, which is the next town over.
I did both. I specifically remember going to the Keene store and singing songs outside.
Because the one
store.
The next town over is in basically the parking lot of a gas station.
Correct. The one in Keene is its own building, freestanding, and it's got its own parking lot.
Right next to the state police barracks.
Correct. And we were there.
I'm surprised they haven't merged those two buildings, the DMV, the state police, and the liquor store, all in one building.
It's not on the side of a highway.
It is right on the side of a busy highway.
No, this one's not. So there's the interstate. It's off the interstate road.
It's a quarter mile from a big road.
It's one of the main drags around here.
But on Interstate 93, right after you cross into New Hampshire from Massachusetts,
they got the big ass.
They've got a big, huge, giant liquor store
with its own exits off the interstate.
With its own exit from the interstate.
On both sides. Don't they have one on one side, like northbound, and another one on the other side?
And they've also got like a walk-in center for the Easy Pass.
Which, by the way, other story is exactly what that Native American individual is trying to do for his.
Oh, the guy in the Seneca Nation in New York.
Yeah, but they're
he's building his own off-ramp, right?
But I think he's going to get away with it, too.
It's amazing.
Right, because the state can't do anything because he's in the jurisdiction of the Seneca tribe, and they have extra rights.
I love that.
Anyways, Ethan DeWitt of the Concord Monitor writes, a national group of wine sellers is accusing the New Hampshire Liquor Commission of abusing its power and using gangster tactics to block wine shipments from out of state, the latest in an ongoing spat between the two groups over sales.
I love that they are calling it gangster tactics.
I
think more people need to label the government like they are. Call it like it is.
They are a mob.
The government is a criminal gang that uses the force, you know, the threat of violence to achieve its goals. And some people used to get mad at me, and I'm sure they still do, because I would write articles at freekeen.com calling them thugs or gangsters or whatever.
Or that your military is stormtroopers.
Yeah, those sorts of terms, and they would get mad about it. Oh, this is our government. No, it's not. These are a criminal group of people who I
work
want
for themselves. They work for their own benefit.
I think calling them a criminal gang is fine.
Yeah.
Just don't refer to them as the mafia, because the mafia has a code of ethics that they actually follow.
They won't go after women and children.
Yeah.
In a strongly worded statement Monday, Tom Wark, executive director of the National Association of Wine Retailers, took aim at the commission's move to block the sale of 80 out-of-state sellers from shipping into the state of New Hampshire. According to a liquor commission spokesman, the bans have been enacted against vendors who were unfairly competing with the commission, which regulates the sale of alcoholic beverages in the state and operates stores. I know, right? Just messing with our revenue.
Because New Hampshire is one of these states where they call it like a three-tier something to where...
It's a control state.
Well, not only that, but every hearing on any kind of alcohol thing, they always talk about this three-tier thing to where there's manufacturers, distributors, and retailers, and you can't be all three.
I want to know, do they tell you what the unfair supposed practice is from the perspective of the liquor commission?
They're dealing directly with consumers.
Selling through the mail, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. How are they going to stop that? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Come in. You work for the post office, so maybe you've got some ideas.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com. BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord, on-air call-in line room. You can hop in there over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We'll look forward to seeing you out at ForkFest 2018. It's coming up fast. It's going to be here in like 5 weeks, basically. June 14th through the 18th. And Daryl, I know you're going. I'm going. Conan, I don't know if you're going. No. But many of the Free Talk Live, I believe several of the Free Talk Live hosts will be attending ForkFest, which is a decentralized event, meaning there's no ticket price, which you should like that, Conan.
Oh, yeah.
No ticket price. There's no board of directors that's in charge. There's nobody who's the organizers of ForkFest. It's self-organized, meaning that each individual who attends the event decides for themselves what to do. So if you want to create a thing for other people to do, like Daryl's doing with some sports-related or athletic, I guess would be a better term,
yes.
Athletic-related events, and then a party that you're going to be throwing later on, or Jay Noon, who's putting his wedding on during ForkFest, or others who might be choosing to vend, perhaps making food for the people who are attending ForkFest. It's all completely up to you. Or maybe you just want to come hang out and enjoy the company of other liberty-minded folks for 5 days. It's June 14th through the 18th. Perfect excuse to come up and check out the beauty of New Hampshire during the summertime. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be great. I think there's going to be a lot more people there this year than there were last year. It's the second year of the event. Last year, we barely talked about it in advance. This year we've talked quite a bit about it. Our friend Will Coley, who hosts a different show on LRN.FM, The Call to Freedom, he's been talking about it. People have been coming into the Telegram chat room. People have been posting on the ForkFest forums, and they're starting to connect, and people are talking about where to camp. Should we camp nearby each other? And all these things that people just sort of figure out on their own. They're figuring out on their own. We don't need a centralized committee to do any of it, so it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out this year. Go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about it. ForkFest.party. And that'll link you over to some of the forums and chat rooms and some basic information about it. It's all unofficial as far as the website and the chat room. So if you want to have your own chat room, you want to have your own website, you can do that too. Nobody's in charge of ForkFest 2018. As we continue here, Conan, you're sharing with us a story about the Angry Liquor Commission here in New Hampshire. They've got total control over alcohol.
And they want to keep it.
And now they have at some point allowed, I don't know when this was, but, you know, at some point prohibition, so-called, ended. But there's still all these vestiges of prohibition remaining, where there's still a criminal gang who's in charge of alcohol. It's just they call themselves the government in this particular case. But they do allow stores like grocery stores to sell beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mad because some people outside of New Hampshire are shipping wine into the state. And they want to do something about it?
Oh, most definitely. They have done something about it. They have banned, they have enacted a ban against those vendors because they were unfairly competing with them.
Now, does that mean, when you say they've banned the vendors, does that mean that the
80 vendors.
Does that mean that the state will not sell their product in their stores, or that they have some sort of prohibition against the products being in the state at all, and if you possess the product, then you could possibly be arrested?
I don't know how they've done it. If they've sent out strongly worded letters saying if you ship your wine into our state, you will be held accountable and we'll fine you. I don't know.
I think I figured it out.
Okay.
So there is a list of what is referred to as authorized shippers, meaning companies that have jumped through a hoop and a hurdle to be allowed to ship their product directly to the consumers. And then there are unauthorized direct shippers, meaning companies that have not jumped through the hoop.
So 1,069 retailers are permitted, and 80 have been banned, but according to this article,
retailers or wine manufacturers?
Wine manufacturers.
Direct from the manufacturer? Or are they through a retailer?
It says retailers
here. No, this is direct shipper. So okay. It's coming directly from the winery.
Okay.
But in this case, it says the 80 just happen to be the biggest retailers.
Interesting.
So they don't have a problem with the guys that are only shipping a case here, a case there.
Well, they're probably paying them off. I mean, the ones that they approve are probably paying some sort of a tax, right? Like, they're not just going to let you...
There are fees associated based on how much you send.
Right.
And if you send over a certain amount, then you have to work out a deal with the Liquor Commission to allow the Liquor Commission to buy an amount equal to what you're directly shipping.
But can they actually stop them from shipping it in? These 80 who are, you know, on the naughty boy list, if I go to one of these 80 and I order a box of wine or whatever to be shipped to me from wherever and it comes here, first of all, the Liquor Commission isn't going to know that happened because they probably aren't monitoring all the emails that I send
out. Right, but the company will probably have some automated something of, we're not authorized to ship to your state.
Well, yeah, but that's the question. Is there a way for them to be caught? Like, if they just want to keep shipping wine in, and then, let's say, a liquor commissioner undercover goes to their website and says, I want to order wine, and they ship it to him, is there an actionable, you know, can they actually sue them over that? Can they charge them with something?
Because there are offenses that they can be charged with violating, and then penalties.
Is that a civil suit, though? Because, I mean, it's ultimately, you know, they're not even in, probably not in New Hampshire, right? Like, so if their headquarters are outside of New Hampshire, they can't really zero in and arrest the CEO, right?
It would be, I believe, without having read the statute, because you're shipping something into the state, so therefore you are putting yourself, in their eyes, within the jurisdiction, so they can move ahead with, you know, whatever criminal penalties, etc. Just like if you drive from New Hampshire to Pennsylvania and you speed through New York and you get pulled over, what, you don't live in New York, but you're driving
through. Yeah, but that's different because you're physically there, whereas this is just a product they're shipping in. Conan, you work for the post office. Would the post office...
Oh, yeah, there's no telling how many drugs I've shipped.
As long as you don't know about it.
Thousands and thousands of packages, and I'm sure some of them have some drugs in them.
And in those cases, whoever ships the drugs illegally, they're violating something.
That's a federal law, though. They're violating the federal law of shipping drugs across state borders.
Oh, and I can almost guarantee that there's probably a New Hampshire RSA about importing something. States in the South have all kinds of laws about importing pornography.
Yeah,
they're never enforced. They're
That's what
on
I'm saying.
The books.
Is this enforceable? If somebody ships you a box of wine or a bottle of wine from outside of New Hampshire, can they actually prosecute that person for it?
That's a question for a judge, and probably because the company in, say, California, they probably aren't going to hire a lawyer to come show up.
Yeah.
So they would be found guilty in absentia and then...
Or found responsible.
Required to pay some huge fine.
They're catching guys all the time who are receiving drugs.
Sure.
So, I mean, that if they're able to enforce that law...
Well, the receivers are a different story, right? Like, can they could certainly make it illegal for somebody to order wine from within New Hampshire, from outside, from an unapproved source.
Unauthorized direct shipper.
But again, finding out that order has been placed is going to be very, very difficult.
But, you know, this is all a moot point because this is not the law. The New Hampshire Liquor Commission...
The regulations?
It's not alleged. They tried to make it law this year,
I
believe.
Well, the unauthorized direct shipper, there are laws about authorized direct shippers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you are not an authorized direct shipper, you are by default an unauthorized direct shipper.
And is there a criminal penalty for that?
Without having read
because
the statute.
Because it seems to me that
there's a page on the Liquor Commission website about authorized shippers.
Yeah.
And under that it says unauthorized shippers. If a carrier does transport alcohol from these companies, they are to notify the New Hampshire Liquor Commission immediately for seizure of the alcohol. So it is incumbent upon the company that is doing the shipping to know who is authorized and who is not.
Yeah, and they probably don't. I mean, what are the odds the post office is looking that closely at the packages that are rolling through on those rollers?
I don't think they can do anything about it because there was a law, that bill was proposed by Senate President Chuck Morris, and supported by the Liquor Commission, and it would have allowed the Liquor Commission to take action against out-of-state wine retailers that it deems unfairly competes with the state. So,
but that failed?
But it failed. It's tabled.
Right. So, I mean, they would love to have the post office inform them, because then if they can be informed that, oh, this unauthorized shipper is shipping...
I don't think we're legally allowed to tell anybody what we're shipping.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I can't tell you... I can't even tell you who's on my
route. Route. Yeah,
I can't give you addresses. I can't give you names.
The post office has more privacy than FedEx or UPS.
Correct.
Or UPS could cooperate if they wanted to. But ultimately, one of the things the Liquor Commission could do is they could say, well, look, you're unauthorized and you're shipping to New Hampshire. We are therefore no longer going to carry your products in our stores. So they could decide to sort of try to punish them economically. Like, hey, you try to cut us out? Well, we're cutting you out.
Yeah, like real gangsters.
But besides that, I don't think they can take any actual... I mean, that's what you're saying here. They probably can't do anything criminally against those companies. But we're out of time for tonight, and hopefully we'll see the dissolution of the Liquor Commission at some point. But we need more libertarians to move here and help us with that. So go to move.shiresociety.com to learn more about it. See ya.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.